I know who you are. Your cruelty
reveals everything. You're the Dread Pirate Roberts. Admit it.
With Fry. What can I do for you?
You die slowly, cut into a thousand pieces.
I do documentary arts. Why loose your venom on me?
You killed my love.
It's possible. I kill a lot of people.
No, a farm boy. Poor. Poor and perfect. Without a sea after the storm.
On the high seas, your ship attacked.
Hey! How's the date?
Can't afford to make exceptions. I mean, once work leaks out and the pirate has gone,
yeah.
Some people get into space. It's nothing but work all the time.
You mock my
just watching a movie.
Life is pain.
Why? Of course you can come over. And then you'll tell me how the date went. Okay. I'll see you in a bit. Yeah, I'll just come through. I'll be back in my room. Okay. Damn, you clean up well. Didn't know you cleaned up so nice. Yeah. Sit. Sour Patch Kid. Okay. Still. You're looking a bit mopey, so... please tell me that I am reading you wrong and it actually went really good. Just okay. I thought you were really excited about this. Hey. What happened? No, it's... obviously something. You have a tell, you know? You rip your hands on your thighs like that when you're upset. Or trying to hold something back. So, what was it? Was she too weird? Did you bore her with conspiracy theories? Did she have a kink that was just way too out there? Oh my god, please, please don't tell me that she doesn't like 80s movies, because if she can't join in on our movie marathons, I really don't see it working out. You just weren't feeling it. I don't get it. You were all over it just a few days ago, telling me how hot this girl is, and you had something really special planned. No, of course you can change your mind, but I guess I'm just confused. I don't understand how you can go from really, really into her to just not feeling it. Pushy. I'm not being pushy. You call me, asked to come over, walk in here with this hang dog look on your face, and then when I try to get to the bottom of it because I'm your friend and I hate seeing you upset, I'm pushy? She's not what you want. That's fine. I mean, she's not the only person around. I'm sure we... well, if you know who you want, then why keep seeing other people. Did she say she's not interested, or are you just guessing? She's made it perfectly clear that she's not interested. But... what? Okay, what am I not getting? You're the one who's being so vague. I'm trying to be the good best friend and, like, work through this with you and help your relationship work out and... Stop what? Stop caring, stop helping. What am I supposed to stop? Stop being so involved in your dating life. Okay, I'll stop. I'm sorry, I want you to be happy. They don't make you happy. I mean, but someone will. I mean, this girl who you insist isn't interested, but I'm sure she is. What? I make you happy. What are you saying? No. I need you to be really specific with what you say next. If that's how you feel, then why let me push you into going on all these dates? You want to get me off your mind because you didn't have a chance. When you said she has made it perfectly clear that she's not interested, you were talking about me. Why didn't you say anything? You want to know why I get so involved, why I make you give me every detail after your dates? It's because that is the closest that I will get to ever being on a date with you, to knowing what that would be like. I try to set you up on these dates, encourage you to go out with these girls, because even though it kind of kills me, I want you to be happy, even if that's not with me. How long? How long have you felt like that? I can't believe that you've had a thing for me for all this time and I didn't realize it. You don't have a thing for me. But you just... it again, please. Sorry, I should have asked. It just... If this is all in my head, or a dream or something, I'm gonna be really pissed. Ow! I didn't say you needed to pinch me. I've wanted to do that for a really long time, too. We're kind of a couple of idiots. You know that? You've loved me for years. I've loved you ever since. Yeah. I love you. You know, this is the first time that we've hugged where I can just, like, melt into your arms and bury my face in your chest like I've always wanted to. You're wearing the cologne I bought you. It's your favorite. Why? Because I bought it for you. Okay. You are way too sappy. I don't think this is gonna work out for me. No, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. You're perfect. Just please stop. So, there's this girl that I think you'd really hit it off with. Let's see. She's not too weird. Just a little, maybe. In a fun way. I know for a fact that she'll humor your conspiracy theories and love of true crime. And she loves 80s movies. Whoa, buddy. I think weird fetishes and kinks is more of a second date topic. What else do you need to know about her? She's kind of embarrassingly in love with you. And the second she heard you were coming over, she started saving the Red Sox Patch Kids for you. But there is a steep price on these gummies. You have to cuddle with me while you finish the movie. Fine. You can kiss me when you want.
I'm not facing it. I might as well die here.